Welcome to the 365 CEO podcast. I'm your host, Rachel, and in today's episode, we're going to navigate the turbulent waters of mergers and acquisitions and the leadership strategies that can make or break these deals. Whether you're a seasoned executive or an aspiring leader, there's much to learn from the journey of a company merger or acquisition. Let's set sail into today's topic. Mergers and acquisitions are monumental events in the corporate world, representing growth, change, and opportunity. They are pursued for many reasons: scaling up operations, entering new markets, acquiring new technologies, or tapping into new talent pools. However, they come with their share of risks and hurdles, requiring a CEO's deft navigation. One of the primary challenges is ensuring a smooth cultural integration. The merging of different corporate identities and work cultures demands a clear vision and open, transparent communication. As a CEO, fostering a culture where both legacy organizations feel respected and valued is essential. It's not just about meshing policies and procedures, but about creating a new, shared identity. Another significant hurdle is managing the expectations and concerns of various stakeholders. A CEO must maintain a delicate balance, reassuring shareholders of the deal's long-term benefits while also keeping employees engaged and informed. Clear, honest communication is vital during these times, as is the need to listen and respond to the anxieties that naturally accompany such transitions. When considering post-merger integration, a CEO must have a strategic approach. It involves retaining critical talent, blending the best of both company cultures, and ensuring operational synergies are realized without disrupting day-to-day activities. It's about prioritizing key integration areas and setting up dedicated teams to manage the process. For those standing at the helm of impending mergers and acquisitions, here's my counsel. Be meticulous in your preparation and remain engaged throughout the process. Understand the complexities of the company you're merging with or acquiring. Have a robust, flexible integration plan and rally a competent team to guide the process. Communication, clear, consistent, and two-way, will be your most potent tool in this journey. As we conclude today's podcast, remember that navigating mergers and acquisitions is as much about understanding the nuances of human capital and culture as it is about financial and operational integration. Keep your eyes fixed on the strategic goals, but let your leadership be guided by the needs and concerns of the people who make your organization what it is. Thank you for tuning into How CEOs Navigate Company Mergers and Acquisitions. We've charted the challenging course CEOs must steer to unify companies and lead them toward a prosperous future. Join us next time for another episode filled with insights and guidance for the corporate leaders of today and tomorrow. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Your feedback is what helps us grow and improve. Please share feedback with us via our website, social media, or by emailing info@the365ceo.com. Your insights are invaluable, and they could feature in our future episodes. I'm Rachel, signing off from the 365 CEO, your strategic advantage.